treating Krishna's paraphernalia indifferently. That means you are treating Krishna badly. So it is for us to, if we want to show respect to Krishna, and if we really want to show our love to Krishna, then Krishna's paraphernalia also to be treated in a nice way. Hari Bol. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Gurudev ki jai.
How much pages left out there?
Another 5-6 Prabhu.
That's some other question you
have. Yeah,
Vishwanatha Prabhu, please. We have shortage of time. After this, then we have to this Bhana and we will work together. So don't spend any moment. Take off.
As per the order of
Sindhu Kedevacha
Patitanam Pavanebhyo
Patitanam Pavanebhyo ಪಂಚತತ್ವಾತ್ಮಕಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣಂ
ಪಂಚತತ್ವಾತ್ಮಕಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣಂ
ಭಕ್ತರೂಪಸ್ವರೂಪಕಂ
ಭಕ್ತರೂಪಸ್ವರೂಪಕಂ
ಭಕ್ತಾವತಾರಂ ಭಕ್ತಾಖ್ಯಂ
ಭಕ್ತಾವತಾರಂ ಭಕ್ತಾಖ್ಯಂ
ನಮಾಮಿ ಭಕ್ತಶಕ್ತಿಕಂ
ನಮಾಮಿ ಭಕ್ತಶಕ್ತಿಕಂ
ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧೋ
ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧೋ
ಬಂಧೋ ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ
ದೀನ ಬಂಧೋ ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ
ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ
ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ
ರಾಧಾ ಕಾಂತ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೆ
ರಾಧಾ ಕಾಂತ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೆ
ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗಿ
ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗಿ
ರಾಧೆ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ
ರಾಧೆ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ
ಶುಭಾನು ಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ
ಕೃಷ್ಣಾನು ಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ
ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿ ಪ್ರಿಯೇ
ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿ ಪ್ರಿಯೇ
ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ
ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ
ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ
ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ
ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ
ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ
ಶಿವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ
ಶಿವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ
ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ
ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ
ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಹರೇ
ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಹರೇ
ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ
ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ
ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ಹರೇ
ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ಹರೇ
ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು ವೆರಿ ಮಚ್ ಫಾರ್ ಬೆಸ್ಟೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಯುವರ್ ಮರ್ಸಿ ಅಪಾನ್ ಮೀ Before starting the class, I would sincerely, trying to seek blessing of His Grace Ramakrishna Prabhu, His Grace Bahurup Narasimha Prabhu, His Grace Peer Govinda Prabhu, and all the assembled Vaishnavas, please bless me, bestow your mercy upon me, so that I can be able to serve you in this class. Actually, it is truly not my qualification to sit here and speak before you. I have always been like a student, sitting in Prabhuji's class and hearing him. But sometimes what happens that a teacher in the school, he tells student, okay, you recite now. No, just so that the student can understand better. So I am in that same condition that where Prabhuji has told me to recite something and speak. And I'll try to speak so that it will purify my heart and it will benefit all of us. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 6th chapter, 36th verse, while answering to the questions of Vidura, Shri Maitreya Muni tells him, Tathapi kirtiyami yanga yathamati yathashtam kirtim samsat hari kartum gira anya abhidashitam. He says, in spite of my inability, whatever I have been able to hear from the spiritual master and whatever I could assimilate, I am now describing in glorification by pure speech, for otherwise my power of speaking will remain unchanged. A very nice verse indeed, and Srila Prabhupada writes a brilliant purport on that. He says that actually in order to avoid unchaste conscious activities, we should engage our senses in Krishna's service, which starts with tongue. So we should actually engage our tongue to glorification of the Lord. And he said that this glorification of Lord is not a product of research, but a submissive hearing from the spiritual master and all other Vaishnavas. And he further said that it is not possible to repeat all that what we have heard from the spiritual master or the Vaishnavas, because actually we are with four defects. So what? Maitreya Muni says, yatha mati yatha shritam, that whatever I have heard, but whatever I could assimilate, I will make a honest endeavor. So this actually subject matter is very, very powerful. And indeed, whatever I am going to present in this class, whatever time permits, is just from the lecture of Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. So it is not possible for me to present in a proper way, but whatever I am just making a little endeavor so that I can purify myself. I am giving class here first time, so I am just actually I am not habituated to give. I never gave any class in Bombay, just here devotees sometimes they pushed me, so yeah, but I always tell one thing, that whenever we come to such kind of association, when we approach Srimad Bhagavatam class or Srimad Bhagavad Gita class, or like this, what should be our mood? You know? And Prabhuji was very nicely explaining that, you know, a person who hears, what should be his position. It is said that our mood should be that of a patient and not of a tourist. Now, there is a lot of difference between the two. A tourist go to the hotel for what? For enjoyment, for entertainment. He just want to have some entertainment. But the patient, he knows very well that I am in a desperate condition of life, I am in a diseased condition of life, and only the doctor's advice and medicine can cure me. So when we approach such classes, or when we approach the association of devotees, or when we approach Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, this should be our mood. So this is just for a reminder for myself before I start. Actually, the topic you know, which we have been chose is the power of prayers. And it is said that actually everyone in the world prays. You know, there is nobody who does not pray. The prayer may be different. You know, some we pray to Krishna, we pray to Guru Maharaj, we pray to, you know, various personalities. But everyone prays. Some people, they pray for marks, some people. So it is a universal concept. It is not that, you know, only devotees pray. Prayer is universal. Everyone prays. Sometimes people pray not for the rightful purpose, but however, you know, the prayer is there. And it is said, but in Vaishnava Sampradaya, what is the speciality? In Vaishnava Sampradaya, prayers are more deeply understood, clearly defined, and, you know, an application is made more and more, you know, easy to understand, you know, the deep the principle of Vandanam. Like, we have 9 processes of devotional service. One of them is Vandanam, which is very, very important limb of devotional service. And it is said that the greatest power on the earth is actually power of prayer. It is said that now we have power crisis. Sometimes we have people talk about various powers like nuclear power, atomic power, this power, that power. But all these powers are superficial and external. You know, there are higher powers in front of which all these powers, atomic power, nuclear power, whatever power in the world people may talk about, become very insignificant actually. Because, for example, a nuclear power can destroy the whole world, but it cannot destroy the, you know, the wrong propensity or wrong deed by even, you know, a bad heart of one person. It does not have that power. But only the power of prayers has that power, which can eradicate even the root actually, you know, from which he prays. Not only the bad habit, but actually the propensity of doing the wrongdoings or the sin, it eradicates. So it said that all other powers may artificially illuminate, like, you know, nuclear power we have, or atomic power can illuminate, but only the power of prayers can illuminate a heart. Now, that is only this. And therefore, you know, like Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he basically he says that, you know, there are 3 things which are most powerful for a devotee's life. Bhakta pad dhuli or bhakta pad jal, bhakta bhukta shesh tini mahabal. He said that these 3 are mahabal. It is the most powerful thing in a life of a devotee. What? Bhakta pad dhuli, the dust from the lotus feet of a devotee. Bhakta pad jal, that means, you know, the water which has washed the feet of a pure devotee. And bhakta bhukta avashesh, the remnants, you know, of the mahaprasad left by a pure devotee, is very, very important. Or somehow or other, if you are getting this, one should grab it. Whatever, you know, it is just, you should grab it. You should never, you know, think twice. And so this is very important. So this class, what I call it, is actually mahaprasad of Guru Maharaj. That whatever he has spoken, I just sincerely tried to jot down as much as I could, and you know, we'll speak. Indeed, Maharaj starts his class by saying that you know, I have been asked to pray, asked to speak on this subject, but I don't deserve to speak on this subject because this subject is a very, very high subject, and please bear with me as I try. So I was thinking, my God, like, you know, I am trying to, like, it is a dwarf trying to touch the moon. You know, it's not possible for me. But anyway, and Maharaj starts by saying that it is due to the power of prayer of one person that we are assembled here. It is due to the power of prayer of one person that there are around 500 Krishna temples in the world, in different parts of the world. It is because of the power of prayers of one person that millions and millions of copies of Bhagavad Gita has been distributed all over the world. It is because of the power of prayer of one person that, you know, there are so many Vaishnavas in the world. And, you know, that person, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, he said that one man who left India when he was 69 years of age with just 40 rupees with him, not knowing anyone in outside India, just having a faith in the words of his Guru Maharaj and having the mission in his heart, he just left. And what was his intention? He wanted to give pure devotional service to the world, to the people who were not even aware about the concept of God. But that was his desire. And when he traveled by a cargo ship. Indeed, you know, I had seen one video where when he approaches Sumati Morarji and tells that, you know, please give me a ticket. And, you know, this is the exact sentence which she says. He says that, Swami, you are too old and there is too cold. You will die. He said, Buddha, tum mar jayega. Why you want to go there? But he said, no, it is actually order of my Guru Maharaj and I want to go. So because he was so determined to go, he went. And, you know, like my father used to tell me sometime when he was also working on a ship, he said that this seasickness is a very, very dangerous disease. Like you see, just sea only around everywhere, nothing. And Prabhupada, I think it took around 32 days to sail, maybe 40 days. Around 1 month. So 1 month he got two heart attack on the boat Jaladut. And he writes in diaries that, you know, if he had got third heart attack, he would have died. But when he, you know, landed there, he wrote a very, very beautiful prayer, very, very beautiful, you know, Markine Bhagavad Dharma, where he prays that when he saw that, you know, the whole civilization of the Western culture is based on the thing which he's trying to preach, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, and no illicit sex, and chanting 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. It was very difficult because everyone was meat eater, everyone was gambler, womanizers, every possible thing they were doing. So he said, that, oh my dear Lord Krishna, why have you brought me here? You know, he said that, maine kya bigada tha? Why have you brought me here? And he says that the people are actually in the mode of passion and ignorance. And that is what they know. And it is only possible, he said that they don't even know this, the language I speak. And even if you see Prabhupada's accent at time, it is very difficult for us to understand being a Hindu, but it was very, very tough situation. He said that they don't understand the language I speak. How will they understand the message of Vasudev? He said that only if, you know, you empower, if you give them understanding to listen and give me power to speak, then only they will be able to understand. And, you know, then my message can pierce in their heart and the love of Godhead can, they can get love of Godhead. And then he further said that actually I am a puppet in your hand. So if you brought me here to dance, just let me dance. Let me dance, O Lord, as you desire. Because you are the greatest mystic. Because of your desire only, you know, if I can be a success or a failure as you like. And then he says that I have no devotion and I don't have any knowledge. But I have been designated by your will as Bhaktivedanta. So it is by your will, if you want, kindly fulfill the real purpose of Bhaktivedanta. And, you know, he writes that very insignificant beggar. And he said that, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Nara said that this was actually the prayers. You know, this was power of prayer. That one person who sincerely prayed. And it is said that when a sincere soul, a great soul prays, his prayers never go in vain. It may not act exactly like that, but it never goes in vain. So it's very, very powerful that amongst all the powers, the power of prayer is the most. And there are 9 processes of devotional service, as we said further. And one of them is Vandanam. And offering prayer is one of the essential items of bhakti. And, you know, actually, like, we should learn the science and art of prayer. In every religion, like we said further before that, it is not that only devotees pray. Or, you know, only ISKCON devotees pray. Everyone prays actually. And in every religion, there is a method given how to pray. Like in some religion, people pray 5 times a day, looking in some direction. And Christianity, they say, praise the Lord. So everyone is, you know, trying to pray. And in our Vedic literature, it is full of prayers. Like, you know, it is, if you see Srimad Bhagavatam, there is prayer of Srimati Kunti Maharani, Narad Muni, Brahmaji, Gajendra, Akrur, demigods, Bhishma, so many actually. You know, it is full, this is actually a crown which is studded with the prayers of all the devotees. So it is actually fructified fruit. And Maharaj said that Gajendra, he said that in many ways, he speaks about Gajendra. Actually, we will not go deep in detail about the actual prayers of all the devotees because the time is very short, we cannot cover. But the essence, he was saying that Gajendra was actually taking role of all of us. And he was caught in the jaws of a crocodile. And he said that what about us? We are also caught in the jaws of crocodile. You know, we are already there. It is just a matter of time when he closes his jaws. We are right already there. And then he says that everyone is actually influenced by power of time. Like when a child is born, it is said that birth is defined as, that birth means that a person has started his journey towards death. That one thing is sure, even you know the finest astrologer might not know, he cannot calculate about a person, but a layman on the street can say, yes, one thing is sure, he is going to die, as sure as death. So that death is, you know, it is said that Gajendra was very, very powerful and he entered in the lake with all his family members and everything, but then he was attacked by a crocodile. And then when he was attacked by a crocodile, it is said that he was very, very powerful, very extremely powerful, but still all his power were, you know, not there to help him. All the family members have gone, everything is gone, and then sincerely, you know, with utter humility, he remembered the prayer which he had done in his previous yugas. And it is said that prayers is like an investment. You know, it never goes in vain. It is right there when we turn upon it. So that is always, and Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Neha Bhikrama Nasosti Pratyavayana Vidyate Swalpamapyasya Dharmasya Trayate Mahatobhaya. That even if a little endeavor done on this path of devotional service never goes in vain. You know, if you have completed your devotional service at 70%, one thing is guaranteed, that in next life you will start with 71%. Like we see, that so many children, they come in Krishna consciousness and zoop, you know, they just go up. So it is never goes in vain. So he prayed that, Lord, please protect me. And then when Lord actually, his prayer was so sincerely that Lord immediately came. And when Lord came, and you know, he was bestowing his mercy upon Gajendra, he said that, just don't liberate me, Lord, from the predicament of this material life, but liberate me from the conception of material life, so that, you know, I just go back home, back to Godhead, and serve you. And it is said that actually Lord took him back home, back to Godhead. Then Maharaj goes further and saying that the real prayer should come from the heart, not superficial. And sometimes we know this prayer, like, you know, it becomes superficial, that okay, you know, we are doing so many things mechanically, let's pray also mechanically. So it is not that. It is said that we may, you know, learn the prayers. Sometimes the prayers are also categorized in two things. One is Shastric prayers, the prayers which has been already done from the heart by great souls, great devotees. The second is your personal prayer. So we cannot imitate actually, you know, to pray like them. It is very difficult. If we imitate, we are finished. But we can learn that prayer, understand the spirit of that prayer, understand the humility in which, you know, that prayer is being made, and try to, you know, just follow that prayer. Mahajano yena gatha sapanta. Or there may be a personal prayer. Like there is one example given that one time one small boy, he was going with his parents to a church, and he was, you know, like the father and mother were every Sunday, they were praying on church, so that child was also praying. And then that father, he was always looking at the child, oh my God, this child is so, you know, devoted, and he prays daily. And after a long time, you know, he went to the child and told that, oh child, you know, you are praying very nicely, please tell me, what are you praying? He said that, I am not praying anything, I don't know, I am a very small child. He said that, why you speak? He said that, I am just speaking my ABCD, what teacher is telling me. So the father thinks, so he is just saying ABCD only. Okay, then actually when he sleeps, the Lord comes in his dream and says, what do you think of yourself? He said that, you think that you are a great devotee and your prayers are the greatest? And that child, he said that, no. He said that, ultimately, what is your prayer? The prayers are actually sentences made of word. And what the word is made of? Alphabet. It is made from ABCD only. He said that, I don't accept, you know, the flowery language which you pray, I accept the bhav. So therefore it says that like it is said that for example like when we say Govind, the fourth degree of Govind becomes Govindaya, Krishna ka Krishnaya, Vasudeva ka Vasudevaya. But when the U is written like Vishnu, it becomes Vishnave, not Vishnaya. They said that a murkho vadati Vishnaya, dhiro vadati Vishnave. That a foolish person who does not know actually the proper grammatical thing, he may ask, okay, Krishna means Krishnaya, so okay, Vishnu means Vishnaya. So he chant Vishnaya, Vishnaya, Vishnaya. He said that a murkho vadati Vishnaya, dhiro vadati Vishnave, ubhastu tum samam tulyam bhav grahi janardha. Said that Krishna accepts only bhav. He accepts only your. Therefore Krishna says that patram puspam bhalam doyam yo me bhaktya prayachati. That bhakti is very important. Without bhakti, I was just listening to another lecture where what happened that in one devotee's house there was DT installation, or maybe it was house warming ceremony, and one devotee was doing some yajna, and that devotee narrated his incidents that once in Barsana when they did one yajna, he asked Maharaj that Maharaj, are you happy with the yajna? How is it? Everything. And he hold his hand and told that in my life I have done many yajnas. He said that I have many initiation yajna, I have done many marriage yajnas, I have done many installation yajnas and many yajnas. He said but all these years of my experience and assimilation, what I can think is that it does not matter what samagri you have for yajna, it's only bhakti which matters. Did you say that bhakti is actually bhakti means details. So it is also, you know, we should have all samagri, everything, but what it means that you have everything but you don't have bhakti, Krishna will not accept. But only if you have bhakti, even if you are not able to collect all the samagri or you are not able to, but Krishna will accept that. So Krishna accepts only bhakti. And Maharaj said that when the prayers are offered from the heart with sincere devotion, they become the very integral part of the soul's journey. It accompanies soul to the right. And he said that when Gajendra, his situation was when he was most in need, he remembered that prayer and Lord took him. Then he gave example of little Dhruva. He said that Dhruva, he was just 5 years old, and because of his insult, he went to the forest. He just wanted to take revenge from his mother and father and wanted a kingdom which is greater than his great grandfather. So he just prayed, and then he met Narad Muni and he prayed, and when Lord appeared before him, because of his sincerity, he was a small child, 5 years old, never went to school, not knowing how to pray, but he had a sincere desire. He said that Lord, I want to pray but I cannot because I am disqualified, I am not a qualified. So seeing his sincere desire, Lord touched the cones on his head, and then he prayed a liquid, which is all time to come. Now also devotees are reading that prayer. So that is power of prayer, that prayer actually invoked the mercy of the Lord. And then he was actually ashamed when he prayed and he told that my Lord, I was actually looking for broken pieces of glass, but what I got is real diamond, real jewel. So he said that I don't want anything from you, but Lord said no problem, I am very pleased with you, you will get Dhruva planet. So he gives Dhruva planet. So that is the sincerity of Dhruva was which invoked Lord to come, and he prayed. And he said that essence, like Maharaj is saying, that the prayer should come from the heart and not thinking superficially. And that is actually a bad thing in the society. Sometimes we just pray superficially or external superficial and neglect the essence basically. And he said that essence is to transform our character, to become humble, compassionate instrument of the Lord, to purify our heart and develop love for the Lord. That is the essence of every spiritual part. But people become too much attached to the externals. He said that even in prayers, people become so external. They don't pray from heart. So he said that, unless until you are in a helpless condition, you cannot pray. It is very difficult. Then he gave example about Prahlad's prayer. He said that, what was Prahlad's prayer? He said that he was just a small child, harassed so much by his father Hiranyakashipu. And finally when Lord Narasimha Dev came and killed Hiranyakashipu, and he was praying and he was saying that Lord, you are so merciful, you are all powerful, and who am I? I am just a small child, unfortunate son of a demon like Hiranyakashipu, and I have so many bad qualities, I have no value whatsoever, but you are so kind, so merciful, that you have sent your devotee Narad Muni to teach me about you, and now I am in so much of ecstasy and so much of happiness. And then he asked a benediction from, actually not Narasimha Dev tells, please ask. So he asked that the only benediction I pray, as long as anyone is forgetful of you, let me remain in this material world till the time they all go back home, back to Godhead. That was his prayer. And then ultimately he said that my father was a demon number one, and he actually hated me. He said that everything, whatever he hated in life, he hated me more than that. He said, but still, please forgive him. Lord, please liberate him. And then Narasimha said, what to speak about his liberation? Your 21 generations are actually liberated. And then Maharaj gave example of Queen Kunti. He said that, So Queen Kunti said that the mother of Pandavas, she was very, very humble soul. And with utter his humility, she was praying to Krishna, and she said that, oh Krishna, what do I know? I am a woman, actually. I am a less intelligent class. So I really don't know. But you are so beautiful. And she starts, because she is taking part of her aunt, Krishna's aunt. She prays to Krishna from his navel. He says that, Namo Pankaj Navaya, Namo Pankaj Maline, Namo Pankaj Netraya, Namaste Pankajagrahe. So she prays that you are so beautiful. Actually, every limb of you is like a lotus flower. Your eyes are like lotus flower. Your lips are like lotus flower. The whole body is like lotus flower. And she says that you actually always protected us when we were in difficulty. She said that we just depend upon you. And now because you are going, whom we can depend. And then Kunti says that as the rivers constantly flow in the ocean, let my attention be constantly towards you. And what she prays, we cannot pray. But we should get inspiration. She says that let the calamities come again and again and again. She said that let the calamities come again and again and again, so that I will be always, forced to take shelter of you. Because it is said that Lord is, she says actually, the Lord is for materialistic impoverished. Those who are, having too much intelligence, but too much beauty, too much wealth, too much opulence, it is very difficult for them to surrender. Only a humble soul, like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvidha Bhajante Mam Jana Sukrutuno Arjuna Artho Arthardi Jigyasi Jnani. So he said that there are four kinds of people, and I was listening to one class of Garang Prabhu. He says that now the situation is that only four class of people surrender to Krishna, that is Artho, Artho, Artho and Artho. The only distress only go. There are very few people who are interested in Krishna consciousness, or it's very difficult. I'll just give this example, suddenly came to my mind, so I'll say that once one devotee was telling me that why in ISKCON there are very few devotees, but outside if you see the big group, they have big pandal, so many devotees, everything like that. So I heard in one class where Gaurang Prabhu only was saying that why there are only few people who are eating in 5-star hotel, and there are majority of them eating on vada pav, on roadside, on street. Why is like that? He said that because the amount of money in the pocket. Suppose a person who has 10 rupee note in his pocket, he goes to the hotel, 5-star hotel, opens a menu, sees tea, 100 rupees, meal, 1000 rupees. So he looks here and there, quietly closes the menu, comes out. That my God, I cannot afford actually. No, I cannot afford 5-star. Better buy me 1 5-star chocolate, which comes in 5 rupees. That's all he can do. He can walk out. A person who has 100 rupees in his pocket enters into the hotel. He opens the menu, sees tea 100 rupees, meal 1000 rupees. So he says, okay, abhi andar to aa gaya hu main. Let me have something, otherwise, naak ka sawal hai. So he'll have order something, but he can enjoy tea, which is actually feeling very, very painful to his heart, that abhi aa gaya yaar, phans gaya, kya karun main. So he'll have tea and he'll go. But a person who has thousands of rupees in his pocket, he walks in, he can afford anything actually. So it is said that a person, suppose a devotee comes to ISKCON, and sometime in lecture they hear, be humble, four regulative principle, this, that, so many Vaishnava etiquettes, in one lecture only, khalas, gone out. The other person, they who has little bit sukruti, they just go little further more. Okay, let me try. Then four regulative principle, this, that, then they slowly come out. Only person who has real sukruti are actually eligible, to stay fit in this. And he gave another example that why Xerox business is booming. So that people, they want to enjoy things, like, you know, you want to enjoy food, but you can't afford in 5-star, you go to Vada Pav Wala. So similarly, like if a new books comes to the library shelf and you go 7 habits of most effective people, you try to buy that book and you see that it is what, 1000 dirham, or maybe in India suppose you see that it is, you know, $100 or something like that. You see how many pages? 150. Too costly. Said it, if I xerox it, 75 paise per page means only 150 rupees. So you tell your friend, you take the book. He said, no, you take, boss, I will xerox. He said, why xerox business is booming? Because people want things cheap. So therefore, why these people are there? Want cheap things. So that is the thing. So he said that even, you know, it is very hard to pray really. Like we say, that when we say that, you know, we just, you know, chant like and like this only, or, but sometimes it takes courage to, you know, even tell our fallen position. Maharaj further tells in his lecture that when Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami approached Lord, you know, they were really, really actually telling their fallen condition. And just now on the day of Rupa Goswami, I was told to speak just for 10 minutes. So I was just going through and suddenly by Krishna's mercy one verse come before me, and when I read that verse I was really gone. I said, my God, this verse is killing. It straight went in my heart. And that verse, actually it is described that when Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, sorry Guruji, I'm not taking too much of time, I'll see. So please forgive me. So Rupa Goswami, and when they will study in this prayer also further, but just because this is came in my mind, I'll speak. They speak so much about themselves. They say that actually we are more fallen than Jagai and Madhai. And then they say one verse which is applicable to all of us who are sitting here, particularly in this country. And he says that Mlech sevi mlech sangi mlech kare kama go brahman drohi sange amara sangam. He says that we are actually mlech sevi. He said that Jagai and Madhai had hundreds of faults, but they never served meat eaters. We are servant of meat eaters, and our activities also like become like a meat eater. Our behavior is also like a meat eater. So we have actually, and go brahman drohi sange amara sangam, that we are associating with this kind of people who are mlechas, yavanas, and they are actually, you know, against the cows and brahmanas. He said therefore we are most fallen. And Prabhupada writes in that purport that there are two kind of meat eaters. One, who actually eats meat, and two, who associates and serves the meat eater. So they are also meat eaters. So I was really thinking that what is our position, it is very nice. So, but Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, they were praying, and Lord Chaitanya has to stop them. Said that, please stop Sanatana, please stop Rupa. Said that, your humility is breaking my heart. Said that, please don't continue. Even Lord wept tears, Maharaj says. That he has to, you know, he's very, very difficult. So Prahlad says like this, then Queen Kunti prays like this, that let calamities come again and again. Then he said that what was Maharaj Ambarish's prayer? He said that Durvasa Muni was ready to kill Maharaj Ambarish for no reason at all. But then when Lord punished Durvasa Muni, he wandered around the world, and then Sudarshan was chasing it. And then he said that no power of Durvasa Muni could save Durvasa Muni except one thing, the prayers of Ambarish Maharaj only can. So that only when Ambarish prayed for him, then only, you know, he was saved. So this is power of prayer. Even Lord said no. When, you know, Brahma saw the Sudarshan, said Hari Bol. When Shiva said Hari Bol, Vishnu said, I cannot protect. It is, you know, you offended my devotee, go to him. And because of his power of prayers only, that, you know, he was saved. So Maharaj said that yes, the Vedas are filled with wonderful, wonderful prayers of great souls who have taught us the process of prayers. And we cannot imitate them. We are not so great. We cannot imitate, but we can take the spirit of their devotion. And he said that Bhagavad Gita categorizes, like, you know, last few weeks we have been, you know, hearing very nice class from Prabhuji about three modes of material nature. So he said that, you know, Bhagavad Gita categorizes, so even prayers are categorized in three modes. There are prayer in Tamoguna, prayer in Rajoguna, prayer in Sattvaguna. He said the prayer of Hiranyakashipu was actually in the prayer of Tamoguna. He said that Brahma, you are great, you are powerful, you are this, you are that. Everything he was praying with perfect Sanskrit language and meter. But what was his motive? His motive was that I want to become immortal, I want to conquer, I want to defeat my enemy. So this was prayer of Hiranyakashipu, which was in the mode of ignorance. Then similarly, Ravana also prayed like that. Then he said that today's world, terrorists are actually also doing like that. They go right into the house of the God and pray, you know, for something. Actually, they don't pray, but they think that they are praying like this, and they actually create havoc. And then he said that there are actually prayer in the God of, mode of passion, where, you know, we just pray to God for so many things. Give me this, give me that, give me my daily bread, as Prabhupada says quite often. And he said that we think that God is our order supplier, that, you know, please provide this. So this is a prayer in the mode of passion. Then there is a prayer in the mode of goodness, and Maharaj gives example of Mother Teresa. He said that what was Mother Teresa? She was just a small child when she came to Kalighat in Calcutta. And then, you know, she established his mission, and now hundreds and thousands and tens and sisters, they are dedicating this life, and they are, she had just one desire. She didn't know politics, Maharaj says, she didn't know, she had no much education, no much power, no much contact, everything, but she has a sincere heart of praying that, you know, yes, when she saw these people, she said, yes, I want to feed them, I want to serve them, I want to give happiness to them. And because of her, you know, prayer, this mission established actually. Then Maharaj finally said that also there are prayers which are transcendental to the modes of nature. He said there are prayers in the modes of nature, but there are prayers which are transcendental to the modes of nature. And Krishna says that actually the purpose of our is actually to come out from this mode of material nature, and at least come to the mode of goodness. From goodness you can go to Shuddha Sattva. So that should be our Maharaj. Then further he said that there are two types of transcendentalists, the impersonalist and personalist. The impersonalists also pray, but they pray for a different cause. They want to just merge into the Lord. But the transcendentalists pray only for the loving devotional service from the Lord. And he said that because we have so many Mahajans who had taught us how to pray, and therefore Mahajano yena katha sa pantha, that we should actually follow in their footsteps so that we can absorb that mode of prayer. And then Maharaj was, actually he defined, and before hearing this lecture, I even don't know now, but I was having no idea what is prayer. And he said that there are actually four elements to the prayer. He said that any religion, or if you take any prayer of the great souls, there are four elements which is involved in the prayer. And the first element is glorification of the Lord. He said that when you go before the Lord, you have to glorify the Lord. And he gives example of Siksha Ashtakam, and he said that Lord, in the form of a devotee, teaches us how to pray. And he starts with Cheto Darpan Marjana, and he said that all glories to the holy name. And he said that that you are so kind, you are so merciful, you have descended in your holy name. It is the prime benediction of all humanity. Simply by chanting your holy name sincerely, it cleanses the mirror of the heart, relieves us from the miseries, and awakens the lotus of good fortune within us. This is the essence of all knowledge and learning. It gives us the taste for pure love, and for which we are always longing for. And you are so kind, my Lord. Then he further says that Namna Makari Bahuda Nijishwarma Shakti, said that you have personally descended in your holy name and invested all your powers and energies in your name. All your beauty, all your opulence, all your love and power is within your holy name. You are so kind that in this age of Kali Yuga, when people are so disqualified spiritually, there are no hard and fast rules in chanting the holy name of the Lord. Even, I remember in one thing, that sometimes there are people who even, categorizes the prayers, or maybe, put some restriction in chanting. Like in Chaitanya Charitamrita also, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami quotes one verse. He says, Ati bado sukriti so snane rasamay Govinda Pundari Kaksha Nama Uchcharen. He said that there were some people who, smart Brahmanas basically, they were saying that, what is this, you are chanting every time, everywhere, anywhere. He said that this is not allowed. He said that, no, not that everyone can chant. Only Ati Bada Sukriti, so one who is really very qualified, he can only chant. And where to chant, when to chant is also given. Snane Rasamaya, when you are taking bath, that time only you can chant. And which name also is given, Govinda Pundari Kaksha Nama Uchcharen. This name only you can chant, not everyone name. So to refute this argument, Lord Chaitanya gave this second verse, the devotee was telling in the class. Said that Namna Makari Bahuda Niji Sarva Sakti Na Smarena Nakali. He said that there is no time, place, circumstances, or there are millions and billions of name of Lord which you can take, and all the names have the potency of the Lord. So there is no difference between the name and the Lord himself. It is one of the same. And then he says that this is the power of your name, my Lord. and he begins with glorification, like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu begins with glorification. Then he said that the second aspect is very important. It is humility and gratitude. In that our prayer should be with humility and gratitude. He said that without these two principles, whatever we do is superficial and cannot satisfy the heart. And he said that Lord Chaitanya continues further. He says that O Lord, you have descended within with such kind mercy, but I have no taste for chanting your name. I am so unqualified, I am so fallen that I cannot sincerely chant your name. And he said that, and he explained that what are the qualifications to approach the name of the Lord. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further says that Trinadapi suni chena tarorapi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. He said that one should feel oneself more humble than a blade of grass, one should be more tolerant than a tree, one should be willing and eager to offer all respect to other and expect none in return. Devoid of false prestige, in this spirit one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. And then said that even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that this verse, like Prabhupada explains, to be like a blade of grass, tolerant than a tree and respectful to all, should be wore on a string and should be wore in the neck of us, so that we can remember always. Then Maharaj explains that there is third element of prayers, which is to pray for benediction, to ask the Lord. And he said that now the great souls, what are the prayers of great souls and what are our prayers, what do they pray, what do we pray. And he was speaking to students. He said that some people they pray for marks, some people they pray for job, some people pray for spouse, some people pray for so many things actually. But what great people pray, he said that like Lord Chaitanya only explains us, and he said that the real prayer is na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagdish kamaye mam janmani janmanishware bhautat bhakti rahitu kitui. He said that whatever everyone wants, he does not want. He said that I don't want. And he said that I don't want wealth, I don't want followers, I don't want janma. Now he said that I don't want to enjoy with opposite sex, I don't want prestige, fame, I don't want liberation from suffering. I want only one thing from you, O Lord. Let me remain an unconditional servant of your birth after birth after birth. And he said that this is the benediction he is asking. And Lord further goes and he continues his prayers. Said that ai nand tanuja kinkaram patitam me ma vishme bhavam budho kripya pad pankaj sthit dhuli sadasa vichinte. He said that O son of Nanda Maharaj, O Krishna, I am your eternal servant, but somehow or other I have fallen into this ocean of material existence and I am suffering. Please pick me from this ocean of material existence. And he said that what he is praying for, he is not praying. He said that just make me a small particle of dust at the feet of it, at your lotus feet. And he is saying that see the humility of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he is not saying that just make me the only particle of dust on your lotus feet. So that eko aham dutiya nasti, I only want. He said no. He said that make me. He said that Lord's lotus feet has millions and billions and trillions of particles of dust. He said that just make me one particle of dust out of that. And he said that further he goes and explaining to us, say that nayanam galadashu dharaya vadanam gadagad rudaya gira pulkar nichita vapu kada tav nama grahane bhavishyati. He said that when that they will be of mind, Lord, when just by chanting your name, tears will flow from my eyes and my voice become choked up. And Lord further said that yuga itam nimeshena chakshusha pravrisha itam shunya itam jagat sarvam govinda virahenahe. Maharaj said that when he prays like this, he is not saying, oh, I can see Krishna. Now I can see Krishna. He said, no, he is not saying that I am seeing Krishna, I am great. He said that, in feeling your separation, a moment becomes like a millennium. And he said that is the situation of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he is praying. And further than, he prays ultimate actually. He says that Ashtishtya va padratam pinashtu mam adars marma matam karotu va yatha tatha va vidhatu lampato mat prana natastu sayeva napara. He said that you can give me pleasure and happiness by embracing me, or you can break my heart, by neglecting me. Whatever you do, Lord, he said that I am yours. I just want to become your humble servant life after life after life after life eternally. And Then he said that at another place, Lord Chaitanya has taught us, he said that Naham Vipro Nacha Narpati Na Vaishya Na Sudra. He said that I am not a Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra or Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanprastha or Sannyasi. He said that my only, you know, prayer to you is Gopi Bhartur Padakamali or Das, 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 Anandas. He said that Dasan, that is what I want to become. He said that this should be our prayer. And then he said that the four and the most important element of any prayer is asking for forgiveness. That is, so that forgiveness for our offenses, forgiveness for our sins, forgiveness for our laziness, forgiveness for our neglect, forgiveness for everything actually. And he said that this does not mean that we become a psychic asking for forgiveness from everything. He said that our thought process should be in positive line, but we should have a positive spirit of improving and correcting ourselves and reforming and humbling ourselves to receive higher powers. And then he gives actually example of Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, which we discussed. He said that when they came, actually he described that how, you know, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami as a Dabir Khas and Sakar Malik, they were actually great personalities, working as a finance minister and prime minister and home minister in Nawab Hussain's province. But he said, but when they came in front of Lord, actually this should be also our mood when we approach Vaishnava, or we approach, for that matter, book Bhagavat or person Bhagavat, that they took bunches of straw in their teeth. It is written in Chaitanya Charitamrita that they fall again and again at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they were crying actually. They said that we are so fallen. They glorified first Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he said that Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratishinam. This beautiful prayer Rupa Goswami composed. And they were just praying, and he said that actually, Lord, we are patitas and you are patita pavan. He said that we don't even have right to offer prayers, but you are so kind and compassionate that you are listening out of your compassion. He said that we don't have right actually even to pray for things. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Maharaj said, that he wept tears and he has to stop, that please don't, your humility is breaking my heart. And then when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu placed his hand on the head of the two brothers, they again fall down actually, like a rod on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. Again Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to pick them up and embrace them. And he then initiated them saying that, from today your name will be Rup and Sanatan. So like that, they were just praying in that humility. So he said that humble mood, genuinely from the heart, we should develop. And then Maharaj actually said that I would like to conclude from the prayer of Srila Prabhupada. So we will also do the same thing, that this prayer is most powerful, most wonderful prayer, and particularly to us it is really we can learn so many things, and we are so grateful to this one personality, that just because of his prayers, his power of prayers and his desire, that we are here today somehow, because he touched so many wonderful souls who are coming here. So we'll just read the prayer. We are almost completing the time, but said that, my dear Lord Krishna, you are so kind upon this useless soul, but I do not know why you have brought me here. Now you can do whatever you like with me, but I guess you have some business here, otherwise why would you bring me to this terrible place? Most of the population here is covered by the material modes of ignorance and passion. Absorbed in material life, they think themselves very happy and satisfied, and therefore they have no taste for the transcendental message of Vasudev. I do not know how they will be able to understand it. But I know your causeless mercy can make everything possible, because you are the most expert mystic. How will they understand the mellows of devotional service, O Lord? I am simply praying for your mercy so that I will be able to convince them about your message. All living entities have become under the control of the illusory energy by your will, and therefore, if you like, by your will, they can also be released from the clutches of illusion. I wish that you may deliver them. See Prabhupada's humility. He is not saying that I have come here to deliver. No, he is saying that if you wish, Lord, please, you can deliver them. Prabhupada is really this prayer, Maharaj says, is Prabhupada has captured actually the essence of all the prayers. And like Prabhuji was telling in one class, he is saying that the prayers of Narottam Das Thakur or Bhaktivinoda Thakur or Srila Prabhupada or the great Acharyas are actually none different than Vedas. They are actually Ved Vakya. So basically, like what he says, he said that I wish that you may deliver them, Therefore, if you so desire their deliverance, then only will they be able to understand your message. The words of Srimad Bhagavatam are your incarnation, and if a sober person repeatedly receives it with submission, oral reception, then he will be able to understand your message. It is said in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.17-21, Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, super soul in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotees, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his message, which are in themselves virtues when properly heard and chanted. By regular attendance in the classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering service to the pure devotees, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and the loving service upon the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. As soon as irrevocable loving service is established in the heart, the effects of the nature's modes of passion and ignorance, such as lust, desire and hankering, disappear from the heart. Then the devotee is established in goodness and he becomes completely happy. Thus established in the mode of unalloyed goodness, the man whose mind has been enlivened by contact with devotional service to the Lord gains positive scientific knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the stage of liberation from all material association. Thus, the knot of the heart is pierced and all the misgivings are cut to pieces. The chain of fruitive action is terminated when one sees the self as master. He will become liberated from the influence of modes of ignorance and passion, and thus all inauspicious things accumulated in the core of the heart will disappear. How will I make them understand this message of Krishna consciousness? I am very unfortunate, unqualified and the most fallen. Therefore I am seeking your benediction so that I can convince them, for I am powerless to do so on my own. Somehow or other, O Lord, you have brought me here to speak about you. Now, my Lord, it is up to you to make me a success or failure as you like. O spiritual master of all the worlds, I can simply repeat your messages. So if you like, you can make my power of speaking suitable for their understanding. Only by your causeless mercy will my words become pure. I am sure that when this transcendental message penetrates their heart, they will certainly feel engladdened and thus become liberated from all unhappy conditions of life. O Lord, I am just like a puppet in your hand. So if you have brought me here to dance, then make me dance, O Lord, make me dance as you like. I have no devotion, nor do I have any knowledge, but I have strong faith in the holy name of Krishna. I have been designated as Bhakti Vedanta, and now, if you like, you can fulfill the real purport of Bhakti Vedanta. Signed, the most unfortunate, insignificant beggar, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami, on board the ship Jalduta, Commonwealth Pier, Boston, Massachusetts, USA, dated 18th of September 1965. So this was, you know, Srila Prabhupada's prayer. And just Prabhuji, I'll take a few more minutes. Maharaj also gave example of, you know, the prayers of Jesus Christ. He said that when Jesus Christ was crucified, what he was praying? He was praying for forgiveness, saying that, O Lord, they know not what they do. And when Haridas Thakur was beaten in 22 marketplaces, the same prayer he was saying, he said that, O Krishna, please forgive them. You know, they don't know what they are doing, and please give them your love. And Vasudevdat also prayed something like this. He said that, you know, let all the sufferings of the humanity come upon me and of their karma. Let me suffer and they go back on back to God. His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj also prayed in the similar lines actually. If you know his writings, particularly his final letter and the penultimate letter, that means the second last letter which he wrote to the Vaishnava community, in that particular letter Maharaj writes that the women's, brahmanas, children's, they have suffered lot in ISKCON. So he said that let their karma come upon me. And he said that when my leg was being amputated, when my leg will be amputated and being thrown away from my body, let the part of their karma should also go away. So you know, it requires really a genuine heart to pray like this, which Maharaj was praying. So he said that we should always, you know, think for others, help others, pray for others. He said, Maharaj, in one place, he said that the best thing which we can do for others is pray for them. Obviously, we should also plead, you know, to ask. And Maharaj said that this prayer which Prabhupada wrote, you know, this prayer was, he was not knowing that this will be ever published anywhere. He never had that intention that it will be published or read by anybody. It was his personal plea of humility from his heart to Lord Krishna. That was Prabhupada's prayer. And you know, without expectation, he wrote these prayers, and genuinely prayed to Lord Krishna, and Lord Krishna acted actually, you know, and through Prabhupada he created International Society for Krishna Consciousness, in which we are coming. And Maharaj then further, he lastly says that prayer is an essential fundamental element of every great religion, every spiritual path. And then he said that Krishna knows everything. Finally he gives the message. He said that Krishna knows everything. So people, they argue. He said that if Krishna knows everything, why should we pray? You know, what is the need of praying? If Krishna knows our thoughts, why should we pray? You know, he'll know our thoughts. He said no. But prayers is for reciprocation. Bhakti is actually the process of reciprocation. That if you pray to Krishna, Krishna likes it actually. And you know, he becomes pleased by our free will, because that is what we have. Actually, we don't have anything in this world, but only thing which we have is our free will. And because of our free will, if we pray to Krishna, Krishna becomes happy actually. He said that yes, this soul wants to come to me. And then Maharaj actually he said about what are the greatest prayers. He said that the greatest prayer is, how can I serve you, how can I love you? And he said that in Brahma Naradiya Purana explained that Harirnam, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalava Nasteva, 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 Gatiraneta. He said that this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you know, where we say that Hare represents the energy of the Lord, Krishna is all attractive, universal God, and Lord Ram is all, you know, reservoir of pleasure. He said that when we pray to Lord in this way, that, oh Lord, please engage me in your devotional service. He said that this is actually the essence of prayers. And this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is basically the prayer of all prayers. Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And he said that this Hare Krishna Mahamantra we should not chant mechanically. You know, we should chant humbly from the heart, not superficially, and really in the mood of, you know, praying. Then only, you know, the Lord reciprocates us. So we should be in a very, very humble, prayerful mood. Take the holy name. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Guruji, for your nice preaching.
Please forgive me, Prabhu, if there is any limitation from my side.
What is that? Will you forgive me? Nothing to be forgiven.